This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Here on USA Radio, raw and unfiltered. Trump is symptom-free and has COVID antibodies after hospitalization. His presidential physician, Dr. Sean Connolly, said the memo released by the White House, the president this morning, says, "I feel great." His physical exam and vital signs, including oxygen saturation and respiratory rate, all remain stable and in normal range. He's now been fever-free for more than 4 days. Symptom-free for over 24 hours, has not needed nor received any supplemental oxygen since initial hospitalization. And his president's lab work from Monday showed detectable levels of antibodies to COVID-19. So good news there, very good news, and the liberals are going crazy. Folks, it's look, if you listen to my show on a daily basis, you know I believe civil war is probably coming. You know I believe revolution is starting the day after the election when Trump wins by a landslide. You know I believe Trump is winning by a landslide. You know I believe Democrats are cheating more than they've ever cheated or any party's cheated in the history of world politics. You know that Trump's going to win by 20 points and trounce them, but they're going to cheat 19, so it's going to be close as hell. But it's going to be an electoral landslide. Popular vote, very close, very tough because of all their cheating. And then a revolution begins. And there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not wishing for it. I'm not hoping for it. I'm not starting it. But you're damn right that we're going to finish it. What's happening around this country is shocking. Just shocking. But I'll tell you a couple of good things, okay? I started with some good news. Trump's feeling great. He beat COVID. And it has all the liberals insane with rage, with Trump derangement syndrome. The Dow rallies more than 500 points for its best day since July. And you know what it was about. They can lie, they can cover up, they can claim it's about stimulus checks. Trump wants another round of stimulus checks. That's not what this is about. Trump wants aid for airlines. That's not what this is about. It's about Trump getting better. Wall Street knows. My God, can you imagine what a conversation must be like on Wall Street? Here's the typical Wall Street executive at Goldman Sachs. "Well, I'm not a racist. I'm for Joe Biden. I pray that racist loses. My God, a wall? He doesn't like illegals? He hates black people? He hates Black Lives Matter? Such a wonderful organization." And then the same guy, when he goes home in bed with his wife at night with no one listening, "Oh God, please let Trump win. Please let Trump win. I have to say at work that I'm for Biden or I'd lose my job. But we all know the economy can't survive unless Trump wins. I'll lose my job at Goldman Sachs. We'll lose our $5 million house in Scarsdale. It's all over for us. The stock market will crash. Goldman will go down. We'll get layoffs left and right. Goldman will turn into Lehman. Without Trump, the entire economy is going to fail. Did you see the tax increase of Biden? The regulations of Biden? The Green New Deal? And the open borders will be invaded by all those brown-skinned people. Don't you know that's what everybody's saying when they're alone at night with their wife in bed versus what they're saying at work? By the way, the worst racists in the world are the people on Wall Street and the liberal elites from the Ivy League schools and the people who call themselves Democrats. They're the worst racists in the whole world. In my whole life, because I'm Jewish and because I'm Ivy League educated, even though I'm a street kid, son of a butcher from Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, I went to Columbia University. And since then, I've been in the business world around nothing but elitists and Ivy League graduates. And not one of them, they all talk a good ball game. "I love black people. I love brown-skinned people." Excuse me, where do you live? Scarsdale? Darien, Connecticut? Georgetown? Beverly Hills? You've never seen a black person. You've never seen a brown-skinned person. In your entire life, you've never been near one. You've never taken a walk and passed a black person, or you'd run the other way. because you're a racist. And if you saw a black person coming in Scarsdale, you'd think you're about to be mugged, even though it's a rich black guy who works at Goldman Sachs. You're all such wussies, and you're all such racists, and you're all such hypocrites, and such liars to yourself. You lie to yourself every day. Why do you spend $20,000 a year to send your children to all-white private schools? Any black people at those schools? No. Any Spanish people or illegal aliens at those schools? No. Any Muslims at those schools? No. You're all liars, and you lie to yourself every single day, and you're the worst racist. Spike Lee suggests a civil war is coming. Gee, what a surprise. He says, this mother effer is not going to leave. Well, Spike, he doesn't have to leave because he's going to win by a landslide. And you're so dumb and ignorant and blind with communist thought and Trump derangement syndrome, you actually think Trump is losing. In your little bubble, Trump is losing. Outside your bubble in the real world, all the other folks are voting for Trump. Left-wing Hollywood director and activist Spike Lee launched into an unhinged diatribe in an interview where he suggested President Trump won't leave the White House if he loses the November election and could spark a civil war. This could be civil war, and we got to come out and vote because this mother effer is not going to leave. It'll say the vote was invalid or rigged. He's doing that already. He's laying the groundwork to say the election is bogus. Elsewhere in the interview, he smeared President Trump's election slogan, Make America Great Again. Roll back the clock. If it was up to him, I'd be singing Let My People Go. I'd be singing Negro spirituals, Wade in the Water, that type of stuff. Along with stealing land from Native Americans and genocide, that's how this country was built. This is how liberals really think. It's not blacks. It's liberals. It's black liberals. It's white liberals. It's Hispanic liberals. Liberals think like this. They're communists. They're Marxists. They're socialists. They want to turn America into Cuba and Venezuela. They're not happy till they steal all the smart people's money and redistribute it to all the people who can't hack it in the real world. And steal the money and give it to them. That would make them happy. Jane Fonda, let it all out today, man. Let it all out. Joe Biden fundraiser and longtime left-wing actress Jane Fonda is insisting that COVID-19, which has killed 211,000 Americans, that's what the article says, but that's not true. It's killed people, though. It's killed a lot of people, and it's very sad. But it hasn't killed 211,000. Stop quoting that. You know what this reminds me of? Every time liberals and the media, and I know I'm repeating myself, liberals and the media quote immigration. Illegal immigration. You know what they say every single time? Every single time. There are 13 million illegals in the United States. They say that as if it's true. You know how many illegals there are in the United States? Somewhere between 20 and 40 million. There's nowhere near 12 million illegals in the United States. It's between 20 million and 40 million. I believe Harvard studied it and said it's like 24 million illegals in the United States, which means it's probably more like 30 to 40 million. There are so many tens of millions of illegals in this country. The whole Los Angeles is illegal aliens. The whole Chicago, illegal aliens. All over this country, big inner cities, filled with illegal aliens. So they quote the same figure again and again, 12 million, 12 million, 13 million, 12 million. And it's really 20, 30, or 40 million. But they say it like it's true, and they want you to believe it. Because if you say something a lie enough times, most people believe it. So they keep repeating, 211,000 people died of COVID. No, they didn't. It was a $39,000 bonus given to every person who died. The hospital, for every person who died, got a $39,000 bonus. So they called everything COVID. That number is so ridiculously inflated. And we already know the CDC says only 6% of the people who died of COVID died only from COVID. They died from many contributing illnesses and health factors and underlying diseases. So the real COVID number is, just COVID number, is very tiny, but the real number in general with contributing factors is probably like somewhere between 70 and 100,000, which is a very bad flu season. But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to this. Fond is insisting that COVID, which has killed, say, 100,000 plus Americans and devastated the lives and livelihoods of millions and tanked the global economy, is God's gift to the left. This is a quote from her. I just think COVID is God's gift to the left. That's a terrible thing to say. I think it was a very difficult thing to send down to us. But it has ripped the band-aid off who Trump is and what he stands for and what is being done to average people and working people in this country. It's a gift because it will let the radical left get its way with climate change policies they've long pursued in Washington. She said, we're the people who can help determine which way humanity goes. What a great gift. What a tremendous opportunity. She's calling COVID an opportunity. We're just so lucky. We just have to use it with every ounce of intelligence and courage and wherewithal we have. Hanoi Jane Fonda. who ratted out an American POW, probably got him murdered when he handed her a little tiny piece of paper with his name and serial number on it, and she turned it right over the disgusting, torturing, murdering Vietnamese. She was gleeful that the left could harness the anger to push its anti-American agenda. She's happy, thrilled at the opportunity that coronavirus has plunged the world into calamity. Studies show that the weight of the virus on people's minds has driven them to drug abuse and overdoses and suicides, and I'm sure car accidents from alcoholism. In October, a report by the AMA, American Medical Association, warned COVID lockdowns have increased the use and abuse of opioids. I'm sure suicide rates must be through the roof. Up to 40 states have reported high rates of drug overdoses. And just earlier this week, Jane Fonda held a fundraiser for Joe Biden. Whew. This is the Democrat Party, and this is the scam that we said from day one. Never, ever, ever did I ever hint that COVID was a scam or a hoax. But the reaction to it by the media and the left is an absolute hoax of all time. You don't have to look far to figure out how radical this group is. I mean, Jane Fonda saying that, she should be on the post office now. We should go after her with the FBI. She is an enemy of the United States of America. She should be arrested tomorrow. And on Biden's website, he vows assault weapons ban, forced gun registration, and banning online sale of guns, ammo, and parts. That's on his website. Don't tell me you're not for gun confiscation. Don't tell me you're not going to come take our guns away after we register them. Don't tell me you're not going to ban assault weapons. You're telling me you're going to do it all. We know what the Democratic Party stands for. They're communists. Our nation is being overrun by communists. And it's very clear now. From Biden's website, from Biden's platform, from AOC, from Jane Fonda's comments, from Spike Lee's Civil War comments. And Trump is better today. All well, all good. And the stock market's up 500 points. God bless capitalism. Oh, we're going to win this thing. Wait till you get back and I tell you the latest news about mail-in ballots. This time it's good news. I've got great news about mail-in ballots. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer, Ricky Vicky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train Campaign Bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, the Warrior, the Roots on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Enjoy an autumn evening with Wayne Allen Root. The Nevada Republican Club presents an autumn evening with Wayne Allen Root to talk about everything from the November election to Donald Trump to the presidential debate that was on the night before to the coronavirus pandemic. Every single topic of interest, Q&A with all of you in the audience. And it's my book launch party. And the date is October 16th, Friday, October 16th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ahern Hotel and Pool Cabanas. It's going to be a beautiful setting. It's going to be outside. It's going to be a Q&A and book signing. The first one in the nation for my new book, Trump Rules, that's coming out November 10th, but on October 16th, you get the preview. No one else in the country gets. No host bar. $25 includes heavy appetizers. Register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. It's limited to only 250 people, so get your ticket. Get in line. First come, first served. Once it gets to 250, that's it. Nobody else gets in. So register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com for an evening with Wayne Allen Root. October 16th, Friday. A week from this Friday. It's really crazy what's going on in this country, you know? It really is. Former Obama VP Joe Biden now wants to be president of the United States. In a recent ad, he disparages the police and basically, I know I'm going to paraphrase, here's a headline that says he calls on Muslim voters to wage jihad. Now, it's a little extreme of a headline because he doesn't say the word jihad or wage war, but he does send out a signal. I mean, it's no question about it. He does send out a signal. It's an ad. And he says, we can clearly see the America is fighting for its very soul. And then Joe Biden says, the Prophet Muhammad said, Whoever among you sees evil, let him change it with his hand. If he's unable to do so, then with his tongue. If he's unable to do so, then with his heart. And it's on video, and you can find it at Gateway, thegatewaypundit.com. Thegatewaypundit.com. But it's very, very scary. It's a recent ad. He disparages police in the ad and then sends out the message that you got to change the world. And, you know, you could argue he's recommending jihad. I know he's recommending one thing. He's quoting the Prophet Muhammad, and he's telling people to go out there and fight and change the world. What does he think that means exactly? Meanwhile, you know, it's just such a terrible thing to have Trump as president. It's so terrible. He's Democrats. Oh, my God, Jane Fonda. Trump's ruining the world. Oh, my God, it's terrible. And meanwhile, the Fed just found the economy is recovering much faster than anybody expected. Federal officials, Federal Reserve officials last month agreed the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic recession much faster than they anticipated. Fed staff told top officials they projected the rate of real GDP growth and the pace of declines in the unemployment rate were faster over the second half of the year than even in the July forecast, reflecting recent better-than-expected data. The three-fourths recovery is well beyond what many analysts inside and outside the Fed expected. When I say the three-fourths recovery, this is their quote. In particular, with the reopening of many businesses and fewer people withdrawing from social interactions, consumer spending was rebounding sharply and appeared to have recovered about three-fourths of its earlier decline. That's the three-fourths recovery. Okay, so it's a wonderful thing. A lot more jobs than they thought, a lot more spending than they thought, a lot more consumer spending than they thought, and a lot better economic growth. You know, the forecast now is 34.6% GDP economic growth in the third quarter that just ended last week. The most incredible number in the history of civilization. But having said that, I want to make a very important point here, and I think I said this earlier in the week. It's 34.6% economic growth without New York, without California, without Oregon, without Washington, without major parts of Illinois, all of Chicago, without any area in America dominated by Democrat mayors, Democrat legislatures, or Democrat governors who have shut their economies down. This country and its economy are exploding because of Trump's economic policies, lower taxes, great lowered regulations. It's exploding without any help from the Democrat Party. No help from the Democrats. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. Can you imagine if Democrats helped? We'd be like 49% GDP in the quarter. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I gave up my health insurance, Aetna. This is the alternative to health insurance. It's Christian sharing. It's Christian healthcare sharing. Starts as low as $349 per month. Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. All my children are members. Liberty literally saves me $18,000 a year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. So as of January 1st, I saved $90,000 with Liberty. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them WayneRoot sent you, and you will be treated like a VIP.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks. The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Before I get to my great guest, Josh Manny, I want to mention that news is out. You know, they keep saying, oh, my God, we're going to lose, we're going to lose, we're going to lose. Latest Fox News poll, we're down 10. I heard another poll, we're down 12. Of course, the NBC News poll says we're down 14. I heard a poll over the weekend by the Sunday Telegraph in London, combined with the Democracy Institute, that says Trump is winning 46-45, I think, or 45-44, winning by 1 point popular vote and winning in all the battleground states by a wide margin and winning electorally by a landslide. That's the right poll. There's the answer. And meanwhile, Republicans are tied or leading in mail-in ballots returned so far in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. That is a huge upset. Mail-in ballots. Every Republican I know is voting in person. So if we're winning in mail-in ballots in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, taking the whole Midwest, then Trump is on to an electoral landslide. If we're winning in Arizona with mail-in ballots, then Arizona is not going to turn blue. And speaking of which, you've got an Arizona guest, Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with all the most popular stories today at Western Journal to go over them. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Wayne, how are you?
I'm hoping that news is good news, that we're even or tied in all those states, including your state of Arizona, in mail-in ballots so far. That's great news.
Yeah, that's huge news. And I think it's something that is probably horrifying the left right now. You know, most of these polls, you and I have talked about this before, most of these polls are designed to push a narrative, right? They're not designed to actually get the information that's accurate. They're designed to push a narrative. But when you see something like this come out, you know they're just grudgingly reporting this. And so, to me, when I see a poll that comes out that runs counter to the narrative, I'm thinking, okay, maybe there is some legitimacy there. And this isn't even polling data. I mean, this is raw. This is real, right? This is not people's opinions. These
right,
are
this is mail-in ballot data.
These are mail-in ballots.
So far,
yeah.
Been counted, dead even or ahead for Trump with mail-ins. You and I both know a wide majority of conservatives are going to be voting in person. We don't trust the mail. So I assumed we'd get killed in mail-in ballots, but it's not happening, and that's the good news. And by the way, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise, because I thought the preview of the election was going to be that Los Angeles congressional special election a few months ago where our guy, the Air Force pilot, won. You know, we know how much they cheat in California with ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots, and still we won by a large margin in a district that was like a 50-50 district. I think that's a real bellwether for what's going to happen in the country on November 3rd.
Yeah, I do too, Wayne. Gosh, there was a race back in Texas. It was a special election back a few months ago. I can't even remember what it was, but the Dems were watching it like hawks. And they were saying,
hey,
it's red.
I think it was state senate along the El Paso border, if I remember correctly.
That might have been it. That might have been it. They were saying, look, this is it. This is going to be the start of the blue wave. We're going to flip Texas. And, man, the guy just got his clock cleaned by the Republicans.
That's it.
And all of a sudden, the talk about flipping Texas kind of cooled off again. So, you know, the first time through in 2016, we were watching the polls, and we knew they were kind of trying to drive narrative and stuff. We didn't know how extensive that push was, how ridiculously they were weighting Hillary Clinton. We didn't know that until election night, right? And then we realized, oh, my gosh, this was much worse than we. And, Wayne, I don't know about you. I don't see any reason at all to believe that these polls are any more accurate
than 4 years ago, right? I agree.
Yeah,
they're more accurate,
ago.
I'm telling you, they're not.
They're not. And when you get down, when you actually sort of break it down, you look in battleground states, you often see Biden leading Trump, supposedly leading Trump, by fewer than Hillary was leading him at
Correct.
The same time.
Correct.
So that, I mean, if everything else hangs together like it did before, that says you're actually looking at potentially a bigger Trump victory than you did last time. And then, you know, your friend and mine, Floyd Brown, he and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. And when you look at how they're weighting these polls, it's remarkable. They're just across the board. They're assuming 90% of African Americans are going to vote for Joe Biden. And it's there's no realistic way on earth that's going to happen.
Well, but Josh, they're not assuming it. You're saying they're making polls come out to look like it. They're not assuming it.
Yeah.
They're seeing it's happening, but it's not happening. We've seen polls that indicate Trump has the highest approval rating among blacks that any Republicans had in a century. So it's not going to happen. But yes, they're claiming their polls are showing massive black vote for Joe Biden. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, I don't either. And the one I think that is the most deadly is the Telemundo poll after the first debate. You know, where two-thirds of respondents said they thought Trump won.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Telemundo. I don't really know them compared to Univision. I don't think they have quite the dog in the fight as the establishment American media has when it comes to electing Joe Biden. Wayne, I go back and forth. You know, if you turn Drudge has completely turned on us. If you go over there and you read the Drudge report, you know, the world is ending and Trump is, just there's no way he's going to win. But then when you actually go out there and you look around at what people are saying and what crowds are showing up and this and that and the other, you remember Don Jr. used to say that he would turn during 2016, he would turn on the news and he would see all of this negative coverage of Trump and everybody talking about how he couldn't win. And then Don's next stop would be at an event where 5,000 people showed up.
Right.
And Hillary couldn't get 200.
Right.
And it's the same thing playing out this time, only it's worse. Biden can't get more than about 50.
It's
almost creepy.
He can't fill the circles. He has little circles.
Yeah, he can't fill the circles. It's almost creepy when you look at it. And so, Wayne, I've been doing this for so long, for so many years, and followed politics before that. And even I still, if you listen to the media, it will get you down.
Right.
Don't listen to it. Just don't. And I know
you listen to the Wayne. If you
listen to them.
If you listen to the Wayne Allyn Root radio show, you're always up. Believe me.
Listen to Wayne Allyn Root. Go to the Western Journal. Seriously. You know, look, you are what you stick in front of your eyes. If you're going to watch
what you read, yeah.
Downcast, yeah, yeah. If you're going to watch this stuff, you are going to be down. I'm here to tell you, there's hope.
Josh, let me go back to 2016. So while everybody else is reading the tea leaves and all these fake news polls and all these professional Washington, D.C. pollsters producing polls that show Trump was going to lose by double digits, I went on Fox News and said, I'm going by the taxicab poll. And they looked at me like I was insane. What's a taxicab poll? My friend's wife in Vegas drives a taxicab, I said. I said this on Fox News with two professionals around me on TV. And I said, she drives a taxicab, and when the door closes, she says, you're alone with me now. There's no cameras, no mics. I just want to know, I'm taking a poll of my own, who you're voting for. And almost every person that ever got in the cab said, Trump. She said, he's not going to lose. Everybody that gets in my cab says Trump. The poll's wrong. So now you fast forward 4 years later, and I've got now the trucker poll. Everywhere you go, any trucker you speak to says when you drive through the Midwest, thousands and thousands of Trump lawn signs in front of every house, and then you come upon one Biden, and then thousands and thousands of Trump, and then one Biden. This entire country of real salt-and-earth Americans is going for Trump, and there's no way they're overcoming that. So they can lie with all the polls they want. The lawn signs tell the truth, and the taxi cab people alone in the cab tell the truth. And it's always whisper for Trump. They don't want to tell you out loud, but they're voting for Trump. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge win. I think it'll be a much bigger electoral landslide than last time. I make no quotes or promises about the popular vote because they cheat so much in states like California and New York. They might add 5 million, they might add 5 million fraudulent votes than they did last time. So you may lose by several million votes. Popular vote will not matter. It's all wasted. All that matters is what you do in battleground states where they all have the Trump signs out. So I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. And it's so funny. Part of me wants to say, they've never figured out how to work the Electoral College. But that's not actually true. The truth is they can never win with the Electoral College, so they just ignore it because they're based in, metro areas. And you can't win the presidency just carrying metro areas. It's not possible.
But I do have a fan, Josh, who keeps sending me emails. His name is Elijah. And he says, Wayne, you've got to let everybody know. You know, what good is Trump winning if we lose the Senate? Lindsey Graham's in big trouble in South Carolina. He says he's down 3. He says his opponent has raised $120 million. If that's right, I haven't seen that. $120 million, and he's outspending Lindsey Graham 4-1. My question continues to be, how come Democrats can always outspend us 2-1, 3-1, 4-1? And I believe it's because they've got Mexican drug cartel money, and they've got Chinese Communist Party money. That's what they've got, I'm telling you. We all know that the people who support Democrats are basically all pouring on welfare. Where are they getting money to give millions and millions more than they're giving to Republicans? Come on. This is all dirty money.
You're leaving out the Satanists. They support Democrats, too, as we've now seen.
You mean like George Soros? He's Satan. George Satan Soros? Yeah, exactly.
I'm not touching that. But wait, isn't that an interesting that's an interesting thing to think about, though. It takes them – America is so fundamentally conservative that it takes Democrats sometimes three and four times the amount of spending.
But where do they get the money? Where do they get it? Did you see the most recent study came out? Some organization studied all the money that Biden raised in the month of August. When Trump raised like $60 million, which is usually the most ever raised in August by a Republican, Biden raised like $360 million. The most absurd figure I've ever seen. And all of it came in small donations where you don't have to report who you are. You don't think that's Mexican drug cartel and communist China? And guess what? They found the ones who filled out, you know, you have to fill out what your occupation is. 45% of all the Biden donors put unemployed. They have money to donate to Biden, but they're unemployed. Now, you think about that for a minute. That is fraud. That's George Soros' money and Chinese communist money and Mexican cartel money, and they're giving it to people to send in $100 increments, and then they put down they're unemployed. I'm telling you, it's fraud, Josh, sure as I'm standing here. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, Strauss Heart Drops, is sponsor of this segment of the show. I want my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. Over 1 million bottles sold in Canada. In the United States, they had never sold a bottle until they got on the Wayne Allen Root Show, and now they're doing box office business thanks to you, all of my great fans. Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in the United States. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. You don't need to suffer a heart attack. Strauss Naturals. Heart drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Strauss Naturals Heart Drops. They've also got prostate drops. They've got kidney drops. They've got bladder drops. You got a problem, they got the answer. Strauss at thepowermall.com. All right. We're back with WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning is the senior news editor at Western Journal. We're talking about some of the popular stories in the headlines of Western Journal today. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Wayne. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
I think a lot of people that listen to me don't even know about this North Carolina Democrat Senate candidate, Cal Cunningham, because there's so many important things in the news, I have not had a chance to talk about it even once. So why don't you educate people about what's going on with Cal Cunningham?
Well, to avoid getting getting into the really nitty-gritty details, a fantastic October surprise is that Cal Cunningham's a Democrat running for a U.S. Senate seat in North Carolina. And it has – now, we heard rumblings a few days ago that there might have been an affair. And now it turns out it looks like there was an affair. And it wasn't just – it wasn't Cunningham with a single woman. It was Cunningham with a woman who was married. And now there's a military connection in the midst of this, too, and the military is actually beginning to investigate it as well. But my favorite thing is that the man whose wife Cunningham was sleeping with, he has come out, and he's now publicly calling for Cunningham to step down and to step out of the race, which is a, if this happens, will be a massive blow to Democrats. They were really thinking they were going to be able to grab this seat, potentially.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, I mean, I think he is done for. And this is maybe not the ultimate October surprise, but it's pretty close. And we were talking around the newsroom today. It's like the bar for these Democrats is so low. All he had to do was not have an affair with a married woman. That's all he had to do. All he had to do. Couldn't make it. Couldn't do just that one thing. I mean, just absolutely no self-control. It's pitiful.
Well, you know what I say? I mean, politics, we all know that, you know, for the entire history of the world, I think guys that get into politics are huge ego, high testosterone guys, and guys like that have affairs. We know that. We know that Kennedy, you know, screwed thousands of women at the White House. I heard that Lyndon Johnson probably beat Kennedy. Thousands of women. And so Bill Clinton must have been thousands of women. And Will Chamberlain, you know, I mean, the numbers are huge. When you have a high ego, big ego, high testosterone, that type of person is always going to screw around. Well, guess what? With the age of the internet and the age of iPhones and the videos of police, you know, every time policemen do something, they're on video. Guess what? No politician can get away with that anymore. I don't know how to break this to all these guys. I'm sorry, but then don't run for office. You cannot cheat on your wife. You can't. It will get out. You're an idiot if you do it. Remember my Senator John Ensign in Nevada?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You can't get away with that anymore. So I just got news for all these politicians. If you're going to run for office and you're going to cheat on your wife, then don't run for office because the days of cheating are over. So if you think you could do whatever you want to do, good luck. That iPhone is always lurking, and also social media. These women you have the affair with, they're all going to be tweeting out about your affair. Nobody is ever going to get away with this ever again. So cheating is done. I don't know if anybody realized that when they invented the internet and social media. But cheating is now impossible to keep secret. Impossible. So I don't know why these politicians haven't gotten the memo. I don't get it.
Well, our old friend Andrew Breitbart used to say that it was the smartphone that was going to change absolutely everything because you have a camera there that you have on you.
Right, well, that's what I mean. Yeah, iPhone, smartphone, yes.
And that's it. Yeah, that's it. That is the difference now. And they've not, you know, these guys are used to being able to do whatever they want. Same thing with the swamp. These guys are used to being able to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and
can't do it anymore.
Basically untouchable. And you can't do it anymore. And you see this even with the Ukraine stuff that's coming out now and the Hillary trying to tie Trump to Russia, all the truth eventually does out. And, you know, nothing, the internet never forgets. Nothing's erased forever. I guess unless you were on Mueller's team and had a cell phone.
How do you think things are going? We're going out in just less than a minute. So you got 30 seconds to wrap up.
Yep.
How do you think Republicans are doing in Arizona? How do you feel about the Arizona race?
Well, McSally cleaned Mark Kelly's clock last night in the Senate race. They had a debate last night, and finally, McSally came out and looked like a freaking vet. You know, they're both vets. She was a fighter pilot.
He's an astronaut.
He was an astronaut. A great day. There's three astronauts have come out today and said, hey, we're endorsing McSally. Just because the guy's an astronaut doesn't mean he's going to be a good politician. But
hey, Josh, we got to run. I got to interrupt because we got to run. We're up against the hard news break. Josh Manning with a good news in the debate last night with Martha McSally, United States Senate Republican in Arizona up against Mark Kelly. Josh, thank you for everything. WesternJournal.com. Head there now. Great conservative website. WesternJournal.com. Thanks, Josh.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Huh.